This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Turka might have got a touch on that one, but Alex Tuck has a one-on-one as he gains the line. Followed up by Thompson. Thompson looks to cut to the net. Scores! How's that for an answer? We're tied at one.
One of the first moments of the game for the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth Jewelers. Sabres fall to Montreal. Tough one. Tage Thompson scores early. He gets hurt, leaves early in the second period. Had he not gotten hurt, Joe, I don't have this... I can't quite prove this with data, but he would have scored seven. That game was bonkers.
Yeah.
He would have scored a million goals. But he didn't. And we'll hopefully get an update. 8 o'clock, Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff joins us for his Tuesday chat behind the bench. So that's coming up top of the hour. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550. The Dolphins win last night. And
want to guess what their...
New York Times
playoff machine odds are?
The Dolphins?
Yeah. It's sitting at 3-6, a couple of games behind Denver.
22%.
22%?
That's my guess.
Your guess?
Yeah.
The Dolphins right now are sitting with an 11% chance to make the playoffs, which is second in the AFC East.
Ahead of the Patriots.
Okay. Patriots, they get at 1%. They do not respect New England in this regard. Yeah, 11%.
803-0550. We'll do the knowledge emporium with a little stat or fact or note worth knowing from each game around the league last week in just a moment. But first, Mark in Coconut Creek is up. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, I think Josh didn't have the glove on the other day, and I like the way he's playing right now. You know, the quality of runs, not the quantity. I like when he has those back-breaking runs that give us a first down, so... But sort of getting to the best version of this team, I like this team this year. Good running game. I think somebody said a lot more depth on defense, just a better Josh. And I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I think McDermott, you know, handing over the defensive coordinator role and, you know, doing a better job of game management on the sideline could be a difference, but we'll see this week when he's going up against the Walrus. So it'd be a great game, and let's go Bills.
Thanks, Mark. The next chapter, McDermott v. Reed. I got to check. We have an injury report on Xavier Worthy yet?
I didn't see anything from what, the only thing we would have had yesterday is what Reed would have said about him. And I did not see any update on Worthy.
Because Worthy, it's funny. It's worth mentioning. Like he'll be tied to the Bills because of that trade. Yeah.
Yep.
And some of the stats on Worthy, I think it's funny. It's Mahomes' fault.
Yeah, he's missing him.
Mahomes is missing him all the time.
Yeah.
He missed him on an open play this week against Denver. It's a touchdown.
Yep.
Like they are getting
their big plays too.
Yes,
missing. Yeah.
They are getting Worthy open on deep routes, and Mahomes cannot hit him. Four shots this season.
Here we go. 41% of his targets are uncatchable this year.
He missed him on a 51-yarder this week. He got behind Denver's defense.
Yeah,
he's open. Touchdown catch.
Yeah, it's the quarterback.
It's the quarterback. Which, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you had that one on your bingo card that the reason it would not be working out is that the quarterback can't hit him. But I saw, like, Worthy's yards per route run is bad.
Yeah. Mahomes missed a couple of throws. He missed Kelce on a touchdown.
He did. 2-yard touchdown pass, missed Kelce. Like,
the Worthy one, if you put out in front of him or on the inside, is a walk-in.
Put it in play.
Like, he's got it easily.
And 2 weeks ago, he had a 66-yarder. He missed him wide open.
Yeah, he very much is as advertised. Like, yeah, he's a limited receiver that runs deep routes, and you can get him involved in gadget plays. He's not going to line up on the line of scrimmage outside. Like, he's not. There are a lot of things he cannot do as a wide receiver. But his quarterback, Mahomes is not getting the most out of him.
Right. And then you wonder, like, listen, the Chiefs are a team that likes to troll their opponents. We know that. They do the ring around the rosy nonsense. They do all the most annoying stuff.
They look bored.
Will they scheme up a Worthy shot? My answer would be yes. Like, they'll try to get him on who? Douglas?
Probably.
Or maybe he'll run deep out of the slot and think, can I get... Do the Bills have athletic safeties enough that can stay with this guy? Because not a lot of guys can in the league. And here's Denver. He got over the top of Denver. They couldn't hit him. So the Bills are definitely going to pay attention to him. If he in fact is healthy. He appeared to get hurt on the miss this past week.
Here's a stat on Mahomes. This is different from the one I have for our Emporium coming up. Mahomes' completion percentage this season when targeting Xavier Worthy is 48%. Everyone else on his team, it's 73.5%.
So he's just missing the dude.
He's just missing Worthy. Yeah.
And that's probably a function of the depth of target is down the field quite a bit. It's harder shots to hit.
I don't think that's as true as you think it is.
Yeah.
He maybe the misses are the deep ones, but I remember when we were talking about Worthy and Coleman like 2 weeks ago, that Worthy's average depth of target was lower than Coleman on the year. And Coleman's got a pretty high one too, I guess. But it's both. Worthy is getting some of these Shakir plays too, where he's like a screen at the line of scrimmage or a little flip out in front of Mahomes. So you're not wrong. I just think there are... I don't think that's all of it. I think it is more Mahomes is just missing him a lot.
He did also step out of bounds barely on one last week against the Bucs.
Needed that one for fantasy.
803-0550. Let's get you the Knowledge Emporium. Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium brought to you by us.
Yeah.
You can sponsor.
Brains.
Anybody out there wants to sponsor?
Brought to you by Brains.
We'll give you a stat or a note on each game from the week that just was. Last week, we had two stats from each game because we each found one.
Yeah.
We're going to shorten this up, make it tighter, get you what you need to know. Who's going first? I will.
Go for it.
We need like a sound effect for Knowledge Emporium.
What's a knowledge sound like?
Ding! Like a light bulb going on. Anyway, here's one. Chargers, Titans.
Okay.
The Chargers are the fourth team since 1990 to hold their first 9 opponents under 20. They have a great defense, and their game script is low event football.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're good. Herbert has efficiency numbers and ratings that rival the best quarterbacks in football.
Yeah.
He does not throw it that much. They're starting to lean a little bit more into that. They brought Quentin Johnson back from the one season dead bust status, but first 9 opponents under 20 4 times since 1990.
So basically what Harbaugh has done is he's come in there, and he's taken the most chaotic franchise in the National Football League.
And made them the safest, most boring.
Yep. Yeah, every game's a circus at the end for the Chargers for life. And he's made them the most boring team in football.
Kinda.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good job. How about Arizona and the New York Jets? Actually, can I tie in two of these? I'm going to tie in the Miami game, too, because Miami and the Jets stats I have are almost relatively the same. Aaron Rodgers has thrown 21 quick passes to Davante Adams since week 7. He's the second time... fastest time to throw in the league, only behind Tua, who's at 2.39 seconds to throw. They are by far right now the two quickest to pass in the league. Should I make anything of that?
That neither of these quarterbacks can do anything after 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Get it
like,
out.
They're doing it by necessity.
Yep.
Very easily. So Tua, 2.39 seconds to throw, quickest in the league. And Rodgers, so 21 targets to Adams. The Adams plays right now are all quick hitters. There's nothing going on down the field between Rodgers and Adams at all.
Keeping it in the division from Patriots Bears, Drake May. He is, when pressured, he is 6th in EPA, 10th in success rate, and 9th in first downs and touchdowns. Now, what does that really mean to you? I want to give you the numbers of Jacoby Brissett in that same offense. May, 6-10-9. Brissett, 24-19-24. What this means is, as it often is the case, a quarterback makes a line look better. Maybe more than it goes the other way. Or at least there are plenty of cases where that's the case if you got a quarterback that can move. May, when pressured, 6th in EPA. If you watch his highlights against the Bears and Titans the last couple weeks, he looks like you-know-who, rolling right, making plays on the run, making throws on the run. So Drake May injecting some life into that Patriots offense.
I'm going to go to the Dallas-Philly game where it's kind of a disaster for Dallas right now. Here's the one. Here's my biggest takeaway, a stat from the Cowboys right now. The Cowboys have trailed by 20 or more points in 5 consecutive home games. That's unbelievable.
It's great.
Dak played in all of those other games except for this week. They've trailed by 20 or more in 5 straight home games. That does go back to the Green Bay playoff game, where they lost by, 30?
Pittsburgh, Washington. Russell Wilson has as many touchdowns this year as Kenny Pickett did last year.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. How many you have?
9.
He's got 9 touchdowns already?
Maybe it's...
I don't know the numbers.
I'll double check the number, but
wow,
he has the same in 3 games.
That's incredible.
Yep.
That Houston Detroit game where we saw Jared Goff throw 5 interceptions. That was the most combined because Stroud threw a couple too. Most combined interceptions in a football game since week 7 of 2018. So the most in 6 years. Goff also played in that game. Rams and Bears in 2018. Goff threw 4 picks in that game. So he's played the 2 most interception-prone games in football in the last 6 years, last 10 years.
Russell Wilson has 6 touchdowns. That's how many Kenny Pickett had last year.
Wow.
All right. Moving to the next one. Vikings-Jaguars.
Okay.
The Vikings got a win. No touchdowns and 3 turnovers, breaking a streak of 195 consecutive teams to do that and lose. No touchdowns, 3 turnovers. First team to win like that since 2006.
Explains why I had red zone on and never saw a single play from that football game.
The Jaguars are currently holding the first pick.
Really?
Would be the 3rd time in 5 years.
They wouldn't. Well, they can't do it. They just paid Trevor Lawrence, right? Let's go. I got a similar stat to what you had on some pressure rates earlier. Let's go to Denver, Kansas City. We can bring this up actually later in the week, too. Mahomes' stats under pressure this season. 4.6 yards per attempt, lowest of his career. 42% completion percentage, lowest of his career. 38.1 passer rating, lowest of his career. 17.6% sack rate, highest of his career by 6%.
Wow, he's not getting away.
He is taking way more sacks than
Sounds
he normally.
Like
and he still is not like top of the league in this, but he usually is way by far the best.
He and Allen are elite at not getting sacked.
And this year he's closer to middle of the pack. 6% raise in sack rate for Mahomes.
Sounds
this
like
year.
A great year to get pressure on Mahomes. Can the Bills do it?
Von's back.
They don't generate a lot of pressure.
Nope.
All right. Saints and Falcons along the way. MVS had 3 catches for 109 and 2 touchdowns. That's not the set I'm giving you. Alvin Kamara, all-time leading rusher in Saints history.
He is?
Yep.
Well, okay, and that makes sense. Who would
he's been there forever. He's, you know, fun fact about Alvin Kamara.
Did he just break this week?
He is 62 years old, Alvin Kamara.
Best Alvin Kamara memory would have been when he scored, 6 touchdowns on Christmas and won a lot of people fantasy championships?
He sure did. He also lost a certain person in this room a guillotine championship.
Yeah.
6 touchdowns on Christmas Day. It was a good time, let me tell you. Kamara passed Mark Ingram.
Saw this about the Niners. I think this stat is usually relatively true about a lot of teams, but it's maybe more true of the Niners. Actually, it is. The Niners are 17-2 in games after their bye weeks. Since 2022. That's number 1 in the NFL. They're 13-11 in games before their bye week. I don't know if I want to read anything into that. It might just be a weird coincidence, but the Niners are like a 500 team before their bye, and then they're unbeatable after their bye.
Final note for me.
Also, McCaffrey, 54 of 61 snaps. If you have him in fantasy, he's all the way. They're just putting him right in.
Brian Daboll was non-committal on whether or not Daniel Jones will be the starting quarterback. The Giants are on their bye week. Chris Trapasso had this and pointed out that the Giants' contract to extend Daniel Jones, nearly identical scenario to 2017 when the Bills extended Tyrod. Given Taylor's status as a low-volume game manager with dynamic athleticism, is what's written here by Chris, Buffalo decided to trade him to the Browns. It's about the injury guarantee. They might bench him the same way where the Bills benched Tyrod because of the injury guarantee. Daniel Jones might get benched because if he gets hurt, he's guaranteed $23 million, and the Giants are like, well, we're going to move on, and we're not going to risk that. There you go.
They're also not going to get the first pick of the third round for him in a trade like the Bills got for Tyrod, amazingly.
Right. You done?
That's it.
All right. Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium on week 10. 803-0550. Lindy Ruff, top of the hour. We'll talk about that Sabres loss to Montreal. Hopefully get an update on Tage Thompson, Matias Samuelson, and look ahead from here. You can join us. Give us a call, 803-0550 on WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.